Good evening. Thank you for joining us for KGNU's Boulder City Council Candidates Forum as KGNU continues its commitment to covering local issues. I'm Roz Brown. This year, there are 14 candidates vying for 5 seats, and we are featuring a series of forums so listeners can hear from all of the candidates. Tonight, we have Ed Byrne, Eric Budd, and Camilo Casas with us. This is a 30-minute program, and the candidates will have an opening statement, a longer time period to share their priorities for the city, should they be elected, and then we'll move into a few questions followed by a closing statement. We'll start with an opening statement from Ed Byrne.
Hello, Roz. This is Ed Byrne, and I am delighted to be with you today. I've lived in Boulder since 1981, 36 years, working, playing, and volunteering with friends and colleagues. I want to ensure that your voices and concerns are heard and understood by City Council. And I will focus on balance, experience, expertise, and fiscal accountability.
Great. How about you? Eric Budd is next.
Hi, I'm Eric Budd. I'm running for City Council because I think we need to keep fighting climate change locally, make real progress on our housing and transportation challenges, and create a more welcoming community with broader participation in local decisions. A little more about me. I moved to Boulder about 8 years ago. I've always worked in software and development and project management. But in the past several years, I've gotten really involved in the community in working on our transportation challenges around alternate transportation with biking and walking and busing, and then moving into the connection between transportation and our housing challenges, working with groups to improve community housing options and expanding the ability for families and young people to stay here. And I'm also the chair of the Boulder Landmarks Board, so I've gotten to see a lot of what's made Boulder great and how it's changing. And so I want to bring these attributes to the City Council and work on these hard problems.
Our third guest today for this forum is Camilo Casas. Camilo?
Thanks. So my name is Camilo, C-A-M-I-L-O, Casas, C-A-S-A-S, and I'm running for City Council to bring a bolder vision of democracy to Boulder, Colorado. What do I mean by a bolder vision of democracy? It's actually pretty simple. I am only running on one issue, and it's a pledge to you. I promise you that on every single decision that I will face in my capacity as a council person, I will do the direct will of Boulder. And I'm not just saying that figuratively. If I get elected, the day I'm sworn into office, every registered Boulder voter will be able to create an account on our digital platform, party.vote. Through this platform, you'll be able to easily monitor all council proceedings, and if you want to, you'll be able to directly vote on all council decisions. I will, in turn, use my council seat to implement the majority decision of Boulder. Similar democracy platforms have emerged around the world, but it hasn't yet been done in the U.S., and I really believe Boulder is the place to innovate the future of governance. My name is Camilo Casas, and I'm running for City Council because I believe in a bolder vision of democracy.
Next, we'll move on to why you're running for City Council in 2017. Maybe you'd like to start, Ed?
Thank you, Ross. There are 9 seats on City Council, and 5 of them are in play. I'm asking you to give me 1 of your 5 votes, and here's why. Council's highest priority should be fiscal accountability, neighborhood and regional outreach, civil discourse, and generation of more hope and less fear about Boulder's future. We should be optimistic about where we're headed because of what we've already done. You know, back in the late 1800s, we were able to get the University of Colorado to locate here. We had the Olmsted Plan in 1905, which created a plan for the parks along Boulder Creek. We bought the Arapahoe Glacier. We established the Blue Line. We brought in NCAR, NIST, and NBS. We need council members in Boulder with relevant experience and expertise. I was a Boulder assistant city attorney for 6 years. I helped the Colorado ski industry address environmental and resort town challenges for another 6 years. But I watched as the traffic congestion flipped from heading out of Boulder to heading in as our workforce began to move down valley, making housing Boulder's greatest challenge. Boulder's great, but we must continue to evolve. We're not done yet. We need to crowdsource our wisdom, which will require new outreach methods. Council needs to listen better and reach out to people who are often not heard, finding more effective ways to engage everyone in shaping our future. That's what I want to do. I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm looking forward to hearing from you to help guide me in ways that make sense. That's the job of a leader, is to hear the good ideas, bring them to light, and then organize people to support those ideas and implement them. That's what I want to do for the city of Boulder for the next 2 to 4 years.
Thank you, Ed Byrne. Moving on to our next council candidate here today, Eric Budd. Eric, why are you wanting to be on city council?
Thank you, Ross. My priorities, I really have three main priorities in running for city council. As someone who's been working on climate change locally, particularly around transportation, I think we can all agree that we're simply not going to see climate progress at the federal level. And this is a really challenging time for us as a community. We need to figure out the best ways that we can move forward. And a little bit about me personally and how I've gotten involved in climate change from transportation. 3 years ago, I made a big decision to give up my car and commit to 100% alternative transportation as my individual way to work on our climate challenges in Boulder. And so whether you bike or go solar or just turn out unneeded lights, all of these individual choices add up. And so does our commitment as a community to decarbonize our energy, our emissions from transportation, as well as commercial and residential development. It's really important that that no matter what happens with municipalization and the tough conversations we're having as a community now, that we work to decarbonize the city from all of its sources, because it doesn't just come from one place. And the path forward is not always going to be in a straight line. And we need to remember the goal, which is decarbonizing our city from all of those various sources, 80% by 2050, so that we can meet the goals of the Paris Accord. The second reason I'm running is that we need to make real progress on our housing and transportation challenges. And I always talk about those two things together because I think in a lot of ways, people in Boulder feel the impacts of transportation, particularly from our strong economy. But our economy brings benefits as well. We're solving some really big problems here in Boulder, and whether it's working on cancer or the aerospace industry or some of the new technology and food innovations that we've been doing, it's really a benefit to the community. But we also realize that the economic success we have is just putting huge pressures on our housing supply, our roads, and our public services. And so I really want to work on and push forward on investments in our transportation system, pushing for a citywide EcoPass, for instance. And we know that these are challenging goals to work with RTD to try to get the support we need to move forward. But I'm going to look for how we can get more of our employees on using EcoPasses, as well as people in neighborhoods who really want to have transportation options that work for everyone in the community. But I also want to make sure that we're keeping housing accessible, because the city right now has been doing a good job at providing support for the lowest in the community. And the city's affordable housing program is off to a good start. We're at about 7% permanently affordable units in the city. But a lot of what's motivating me is, how do we keep a middle class in Boulder? And as someone who sees himself as middle class, how can we do more beyond just subsidizing housing, but start to look at more creative housing options? I see this every day that I work on, that I volunteer on the Boulder Landmarks Board, in that we see a lot of the pressures to grow and develop as a city. And what we see in our neighborhoods is that you see smaller homes that are being demolished, and they're being demolished because the land underneath them is worth so much. So can we also provide some additional housing options, maybe to build a duplex or allow a granny flat being added onto an additional home to allow an owner to either rent out that small unit or to rent out the home themselves for additional income? And these kind of housing options, as well as where we build our new housing on, which should be focused on our transportation corridors and places that we redevelop, that those are going to be critical for us to move forward, because we really need to attack this problem on all fronts in order to keep Boulder's housing accessible and make sure that we have transportation options for all people, while at the same time protecting the quality of life that Boulder residents love. And the third reason I'm running is that local government, I believe, is a place that everyone has a say and everyone needs to be represented, that we have a city government that is reflecting the views of the entire city.
Finally, in this panel, we have Camilo Casas, and he is going to tell us why, if you were elected, if you were sitting on that council next year, what do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do?
So that's actually a very easy question for me to answer. I want to increase participation in local governance. And that might sound grandiose, but it's actually a very low bar to achieve that. And I'll get into that in a moment. But before I come explain what I'm up to, let me just ask kind of the listeners a question. And that's a very simple question. Are you happy living in Boulder? Well, it ends up that we were surveyed on that last year by the National Research Council. They do survey cities all over the country, and I think about 290 cities around the country. And it ends up we're really happy living in Boulder. 9 in 10 of us, I know I'm definitely one of them, are thrilled with the privilege of living in this community. In fact, in almost every metric of quality of life, we score at the very top nationally. You compare us to every other city in this country, and we have one of the best quality of lives, and happiness returns on that. In fact, there's only one area of all surveyed where we score significantly below almost all other cities. I think we're 230 of 290. And that issue, well, ask yourself this question. Do you believe that Boulder City Council implements policies that reflect your values? Well, when asked by this same very august research entity last year, 2 in 3 Boulderites stated that Boulder City Council policies do not reflect their values. So for a community with so much potential and so much success in basically every area, in the environment, in the economy, in public service, in innovation, in recreation, we are actually accepting an extremely low standard and low level of satisfaction with our local elected government. Interestingly, though, it was also found in this survey that only 1 in 5 Boulderites have ever contacted a local elected official. So in other words, we have the situation where a clear majority of us Boulderites are dissatisfied with local government and have opinions about it, but feel that our local government is not doing what we would like them to do or what we believe they should do. Yet only a small minority of us, 18%, 1 in 5 of us, actually go through the efforts to engage with local government. So what these two data points indicate to me is that our problem with local politics, it's not political apathy, and nor is it necessarily our current crop of council members or our future ones. These data points rather indicate that our problem seems to be in the outdated and inconvenient options that we're currently limited to if we do want to engage and we do want to participate with our local politics. So this is the singular issue that I'm running on, addressing our clear problem with local political participation. And as I mentioned at the start, I have a very bold solution that I propose we undertake as a community, but it only works if we do it together. Now, if you're like most Boulderites, you're very intrigued by this, but you're going to need to hear a lot more, so I would encourage you to check out our website to find out more. You can find us through the various City of Boulder election websites. These kind of platforms have actually been bubbling up around the planet, but it hasn't yet happened in the U.S., and I really believe that Boulder is the community to initiate this process of updating our mechanisms of engaging with government as citizens. And by giving me your vote so that just 1 of the 9 city council seats is using this kind of a platform, I really believe we can make some history here in Boulder.
Thank you, Camilo. I am next going to go to Eric. We have an issue facing Boulder that is getting a lot of attention, and that is the possibility of municipalization of utilities, having the city run that rather than give our money to Xcel to run it for us. And it's a thorny issue. People are very opinionated about that, but City Council is going to have to make some very serious decisions about that. So, Eric, can you tell us in a couple of minutes where you stand on that?
Sure thing. Thanks, Roz. I've been a supporter of municipalization since 2011, and I have voted in favor of continuing to move forward because in a lot of ways, the structure at the state level has made it incredibly difficult for Boulder to reach its renewable goals. And a few things changed my mind recently, and I've written about this. I've put my opinion out in the newspaper and up on my website. And there were a couple of big factors that have made me think that moving forward with municipalization isn't in the best interest of the city. And the reason for that is that looking at Xcel Energy's announcement to move from 30% renewables where they are today towards 55% with their latest proposal is one that shows some real movement that we simply haven't seen from Xcel in this entire process where we've been trying to move and negotiate on how to get to a higher mix of renewables. And so while that proposal is still in the early stages, what I'm seeing is that there's a real movement due to the economics to shut down coal plants that are currently the biggest factors in our energy system that are creating greenhouse gases, and that Xcel, if they continue on this path, will have a path to shut down most of their coal plants in the next 15 years. And so that was a really compelling argument for me and one that I researched heavily. And then the second is that the city's path on municipalization from the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission, has been, while there's definitely a way forward, it's indicative to me that the costs are going to be higher and the timeline is going to be significantly longer, and that the earliest we would cut over is 2022. And so both of those factors together have made me no longer support the tax and moving forward on municipalization.
All right. Thank you. That's Eric Budd. Ed Byrne, would you like to tell us how you are feeling on that question?
Sure. I've been concerned from the beginning that the numbers would never pencil because the decision makers are part of may be suffering from regulatory capture. The PUC has made it clear in its recent decision that Boulder's effort is being frustrated by a statutory and regulatory scheme that's stacked against us. We can't get there from here for a price that is reasonable or even close to fair. Xcel's delay strategy has worked, and it will continue to prevent Boulder from municipalizing our energy utility anytime soon. Even if we could win a round, and we haven't won many, the appeal process will eat up years and hundreds, if not millions, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. We should start spending our money saving electrons and stop wasting the money on lawyers and consultants. I think the future for Boulder is going to be driven by local changes we can make, perhaps even working with Xcel at the state legislature to allow for more flexibility at the local level and to encourage the use of better technology throughout the system.
All right. Thank you, Ed. That's Ed Byrne running for city council. And now we will move to Camilo Casas, your position on the municipalization question.
Thanks. So I am and have always been in favor of the municipalization process. And it's actually an initiative that I'm really proud of. I'm very proud to live in a community that has the kind of foresight and environmental consciousness to do such kind of a radical process to undertake it. Interestingly, though, this isn't the first time that Boulder has had this conversation. The first was in 1969, actually. And the decision was made against municipalization then. It was then re-engaged with in 1990. And very narrowly, we decided against it then. My point of bringing up this history is we've been disaffected with the municipal energy companies for a long time. And to give up now, when we've got them at the table, I feel that that's an assumption of sunk cost that doesn't exist. Now, I definitely would agree with Ed about the regulatory capture slowing down the process because, of course, these regulations were drafted by these very entities. But I think that that's exactly what they're challenging us with, a war of attrition. And I don't think we should give up. And it's not just about Boulder. Really, I think that we are setting a example for communities, not just around Colorado, but around the U.S. and around the world, in standing up against these kind of corporate energy entities. And I think that we need to honor that example. So just to be very clear, I am very much in favor of pushing forward with municipalization.
All right. Thank you, Camillo. And you are listening to a forum of the Boulder City Council candidates today. There are 14 candidates, and you are hearing from three tonight. We are going to move on to another question, and that is about the sanctuary status. And we will start with Eric Budd on that. Eric, the president, the Trump administration, has been very clear where they are as far as undocumented immigrants in this country, and they are not appreciative of cities trying to take on sanctuary status, and they have talked about withholding money. Should that come about in Boulder, what would your position be on that? But how would you frame that, I guess, for the community if you were a city council member?
Well, I've been following closely the city's steps on becoming officially a sanctuary city, as well as I was at the meeting recently where the city reiterated its stance to protect people who are undocumented immigrants and dreamers, particularly in that the city supported the DACA proposition. And so I'm very much in favor of keeping, we need to continue keeping pressure on this, because really what I saw at that city council meeting is that there were people in our community who were undocumented and live in parts of our community that are not often visible. And it was really clear to me, talking with so many people there, that we have not only a duty as a leader in Colorado, but also a duty to people who are being marginalized and not otherwise able to stand up for themselves. And so one of the big steps that we can take during this time is to continue to push on our U.S. Legislatures so that Congress can make sure that DACA is protected under national law, as well as making sure that we provide services and support for people who are undocumented in our community to get their DACA renewals while the Trump administration is phasing this out, and we need to keep fighting it all along the way. As far as the budget issue, I think Boulder is has a relatively small exposure, but it is a real one to our budget. I was recently following the court case on this matter, and currently the Trump administration is not able to deny funding to cities based on their sanctuary status, but we need to keep vigilant here.
All right. And Ed Byrne, candidate. Hi. Ed Byrne, how do you feel about that sanctuary issue?
Thank you. Yes, we have been and continue to be a nation of immigrants. Some of our brightest innovators and entrepreneurs come from other countries, and their dreams of coming to the United States and realizing their potential are real and have proven themselves over time. I'm concerned that the Trump administration is trying to undermine DACA. Most of these youth know no other country. We're tearing families apart. We need to create a pathway to citizenship. Doesn't need to be easy, but it can't be impossible. The fact that President Trump and Attorney General Sessions are threatening cities with a loss of federal funding should have us concerned, but primarily because reliance on federal funding is no longer an option for local governance. We're going to have to find ways to fund our own needs without waiting for the money to come back to us from Washington, D.C. It should be our first priority, and it's why we need to look at our budget and make sure that we're making the best possible use of the funds we have.
And Camillo, if you were on the city council, what's your feeling on that?
Well, again, I would do the will that our decision-making system defines. But having a pretty good sense of Boulder, I haven't actually seen any raw numbers on this, but I have no doubt that as a community, we would vote to maintain to pursue and maintain any statutes that would entail a sanctuary city status. Over the last 4 years, I should mention, I've had the honor, the privilege of actually serving our undocumented community here both through disaster recovery of families that are undocumented, and also victims of violent crime, undocumented victims of violent crime. And I can tell you they're not invisible to me. I'm very aware that they're there. And unfortunately, they're not able to participate in this process, but I do think that we can create new innovative ways to have them engage more directly in local government.
Camilla, would you like to start now with a closing statement?
Sure, thank you.
And about 1 minute, thank you.
So to close, I actually think I should just quickly explain a little bit of why I actually believe in democracy, because I get challenged about this a shocking amount when I tell people what we're up to. And there's this fascinating psychosocial phenomena known as wisdom of the crowds. If you've ever been to like a county fair and there's a cow and people are like, guess the weight of the cow, and everyone writes on a chit of paper, the cow weighs this much. Well, most people are really far off. In fact, almost everyone is. But something interesting happens when you start averaging out those answers. You very quickly narrow in on the actual number. In fact, with just 100 people, you're in decimal points. With 1,000, you're in multiple decimal points of the weight of a cow. And this is something that has been observed in almost every single question that you can pose to a crowd. They produce, eventually, if you aggregate and average out all of their intuitions, you get to a solution that very precisely reflects reality. And for me, this is the most compelling argument for democracy. There's a moral and an ethical argument that every person should have a say in their governance, and I do believe that strongly as well. But there's also this utilitarian argument. The more neurons that you have firing on issues, on any question, but especially issues of public concern, the better solution you're going to arrive at. I firmly believe that, and I believe that now, using technology, we have means to actually tap into the expertise, the insights of everyone. And that's why I'm running for City Council. My name is Camilo Casas, and I'm running to bring a bolder vision of democracy to Boulder.
All right, thank you. Eric Budd, your closing statement here today for KGNU listeners.
Thank you, Roz. Really, the reason I'm running is because it's a critical time for Boulder. We need to continue to take bold action on climate change locally. We have real challenges on our housing and transportation, and they affect people in our community, from making sure that our seniors can afford to stay here and that families and young people can still afford to live and be in Boulder. And that we need real representation that's a broader representation for our entire community. And, you know, we see this, I see this as a time that millennials and young people are starting to realize that they need to run for office and they need to drive the conversation in order to move forward. And so I look at the work that I've done with community cycles and working on our transportation and housing challenges, and really looking at the beautiful community that we built, and looking at the great policies that we put in place, buying up open space, establishing the height limit, and really protecting the environment. And all of those things are really important to what Boulder is and what Boulder will be. But now it's time to really look at how we can update those and make sure that we keep being that progressive community that we want to be moving into the future. And so I really respect all of those things and want to move us forward in that direction. So please vote for me, Eric Budd, for City Council.
Thank you, Eric. And finally, we will hear from Ed Byrne. Ed, your closing statement today on KGNU's Candidate Forum.
Thanks, Ross. When I hear good ideas, I try to make them a reality. It's one of the reasons I wrote for the camera for 10 years, is to bring ideas forward. They can come from anywhere, but every great innovation first must be observed, then must be raised up and supported. Boulder is blessed with compassionate hearts, creative minds, and abundant resources. We can lead the way towards environmental sustainability, economic resilience, social justice, and innovative housing transit solutions. If we don't do it, who will? Let's maintain balance and expertise on council. I'll try to add a sense of humor, too, which won't hurt. It's what I've done my entire life. It's what I'll do on Boulder City Council. If you want to know more about my positions, please visit www.boulderburnforcouncil.com. And you'll find much of what I've written over the last 10 years in a word cloud on the first page. Please vote for Ed Byrne for City Council on or before November 7th.
All right. Thank you, Ed Byrne.